Let's see, our caller, next caller is Linda from Kentucky. Hello, Linda. What's your question?
Hi, Marcus. Just wanted to call and say that thanks to the teachings of the Catechism of the Roman Catholic Church, we would not have had any children, but we now have five that we homeschool. And I think that we are hearing a lot of things about abortion in the parishes. We're really not hearing that much about the abortifacient action of birth control, and it seems like that's one of the best-kept secrets. You know, the teaching on contraception seems to be a best-kept secret. And we actually were on your show some years ago, Marcus. You might remember on a night when there were tornadoes, me and my husband with our first three, and they actually fell asleep in the audience, which was a miracle in itself.
Well, thanks for calling. You know, that is an interesting point, and that is that if priests are going to talk about pro-life from the pulpit, and they don't always do that. But if they do that, abortion's kind of the most obvious place they go. But even then, they'll often avoid the contraception word, contraception issue.
Yeah. Well, I certainly wish we had heard it from the pulpit. You know, I actually went down that wrong road for a while in my marriage and used birth control pills for a number of years. I was even told at a pre-Cana conference that it was okay under certain circumstances to use abortifacient birth control. See, they didn't use that word abortifacient. No. I think that's the problem. It was just birth control pills. It sounds all very fine and okay. And we do need to talk more about it because I know firsthand the trauma you find out later when you realize that you could have aborted a child. You know, it's a very deep sadness and regret that you have, even like a woman who has an abortion. And I actually came to that knowledge on a Rachel's Vineyard retreat. You know, it's because of my work with Priests for Life, I was involved a lot. I co-founded Silent No More Awareness Campaign and women speaking out about their regret from their abortion. And I was on one of these retreats. I had gotten some women on this retreat, and I was like the den mother, you know, bringing them all there together. Only God showed up and gave me another surprise and gave me the revelation about the children that I've lost from contraception, you know, from the birth control pills.
What of the contraceptions that are out there that are popular, what percentage of them are actually abortifacient versus prevention? In other words, in the audience, most people presume contraceptions, a person using contraception is going to prevent conception. Mm-hmm. But the reality is that a high percentage of them, the conception happens, so you have the start of a human life, but the pill kills that that conceived human being.
Yeah. I mean, it has to do with the strength of the pills and the different types in which there's no way of me guessing, you know, who's using what types. As soon as you take a birth control pill, though, you are, what it does is, it most times it doesn't stop the sperm and egg from fertilizing. That happens, but what happens is the birth control pills makes the lining of the uterus very thin, and therefore it makes it not a good environment for the embryo to implant. So it really stops implantation. It doesn't stop conception. And so therefore now you have that new little human being that is then being aborted out of your uterus, basically. And I personally, like I said, through a Rachel's Vineyard retreat, came to that knowledge. I named my children that I felt I lost. And since I kind of started speaking out about this, we get a lot of emails and people saying they too have that feeling. They too thought all along that they were aborting life. Not that they knew at the time, but years later came to that knowledge and then felt like, yes, I must have lost children to the birth control pills.